Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk, been talking a lot about LSU baseball. Now going to get into some Pelicans and NBA chatter. Welcoming in now to the program, Ollie Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pelicans, to the program. Ollie, how you been doing, man? How's the playoffs been treating you?
Hey, Steve, I'm doing well. Hey, I've enjoyed these playoffs. I'm a fan of, you know, small market teams, right, since we live in one ourselves. So, yeah, this finals, I'm ready for it. OKC, Indiana. I've just got one question for you. Are you guys pro Kenrich Williams or James Johnson, right? Two former Pelicans.
Oh, Kenny Hustle, for sure.
But yeah, I'm with Charlie, right?
I'm hoping that, Ollie, I want to see Indiana extend this series, but just baseline, looking at what these teams have done, Indiana's more of the Cinderella story than obviously OKC, who won the 68 games in the regular season. And that OKC defense, Ollie, is just unbelievable. It's one of the best defenses I've ever seen at the NBA level. And it just feels like, yes, I know that Indiana, when they're hot, they can score with anybody, but I'm just curious to see if they can really solve that OKC defense.
Yeah, it seemed like going into both conference finals, the thing that you could rely on the most was the fact that OKC had that defense, right? And that proved true. They're here now in the finals after dismissing the Timberwolves quite easily. And I honestly thought that was going to be a really good series because I thought they had the best player, that is the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Anthony Edwards, even though Shai Gilgeous-Alexander just won the MVP. But, yeah, that defense, look, that's why, I mean, that old adage, championships are built on defense, defense wins championships, whatever you want to call it, it's true. And, yeah, OKC throws out 10, 11 guys, so they're never tired. You know, Daigle got those guys playing fresh. And every single one of them plays defense, right? It's not where you have a couple guys kind of coasting, you're hiding guys. No, no, they all are very good at it. And team-wise, fantastic. So, yeah, that's going to be tough for the Pacers, guys, real tough. But, hey, the one thing I want to say about Indiana, it seems like they've got magic Lady Luck riding on their side. And you also need that, right, in almost any series. And if that continues, maybe Indiana can win at least a couple games.
Yeah, like you mentioned, there's something about having that luck or that, you know, belief of that whatever happens, we can come back and overcome. Something that was a little out of left field today, but I guess it shouldn't be in the NBA, when Tom Thibodeau getting fired by the New York Knicks. We'll see what move they end up making there. But what did you make of the Knicks parting ways with their head coach after bringing them, you know, to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in, I don't know how many years it was for the Knickerbockers?
25 years.
25 years. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, I hated it, honestly. I mean, look, New York Knicks, big market team, they've been irrelevant for over two decades. And under Thibodeau's watch, what, playoffs in 4 of the 5 years, multiple getting to the conference finals appearances. You know, you look up and down. Yeah, you can critique them, but I think you can critique almost any coach. You can nibble or quibble about something. But the fact that he's made them a success, I just don't understand how you fire him at this point, right? You give him at least another year.
Yeah, the NBA cycles through coaches like almost no other sports league. It's actually incredible because, like Steven mentioned, this is the first time they're in the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. And Ali, like you had said, four playoff appearances in the last 5 years that he's been the coach in New York, mm-hmm. and back-to-back 50-win campaigns. His record there was stellar. I mean, in the 20 years before Tom Thibodeau, in between those Eastern Conference Finals appearances, they were nothing. And they just decided to fire him. I know that people in New York are starting to think, oh, you know, we've reached our ceiling with what Tom Thibodeau can do because of how he plays his starters just gigantic minutes in the postseason. But I think that's more of a criticism on the Knicks, you know, mm-hmm. just management in general, because, like, if you don't have a bench, what is Tom Thibodeau supposed to do? And they don't have a bench. Late in the series against Indiana, they were forced to play Landry Shamet minutes. That's just, they don't have players outside of their top five or six. And look, when you put their top five or six up against other teams in the Eastern Conference, it stacks up pretty well. But when Tom Thibodeau only has those guys to work with, he's going to have to try and win games with those six or seven guys. It's more on the Knicks front office for not figuring out how to build a bench for Tom Thibodeau to use.
Charlie, I completely agree with you. I mean, look, good coaches, once have been in the league, they tend to lean on the guys they trust. I mean, I should say just about any coach actually does that. I mean, let's face it, Willie Green, we've seen him do it here, right? I mean, just think back to where he's leaned on a veteran instead of over a rookie. The simply trust issues. So, yeah, Thibodeau, just like anybody else, has those. And you're right, that is a weak team. And to your point, Charlie, here's the thing, though. Even though it is a weak bench, I still saw Tibbs actually trying new things in these playoffs where you don't see it during the regular season, where Shamet suddenly did get minutes and he sat campaign, where you saw Karl-Anthony Towns out there with Mitchell Robinson. So he tried big ball. He tried small ball. He tried guys at the end of the bench and then sat down some of his other rotation players. So, I don't know. I saw him trying to push buttons. It's not like this guy just simply said, okay, you five play and nobody else plays. I didn't see that.
Well, guy that hasn't been fired, that's been, you know, lighting up social media after the Tibbs announcement came out, Willie Green still in place with the Pelicans. And I know fans here are kind of mixed bag feelings with Willie going forward. Hopefully this new regime with Joe Dumars can get something going here. But overall, you know, that's one thing. The Pelicans have shown a commitment to their head coaches and not being so quick to pull the trigger.
Yeah, look, you would want the incoming general manager to be able to decide on all his personnel. But to me, honestly, it sounds like he did choose and settle on, at least on Willie Green for this year. Because a lot of us thought that he would be out the door, that there would be a lot of mammoth trades. But the fact that Joe Dumars has come in and sat down with him, and, you know, if you just look at his history, for instance, I don't think, you know, Willie Green's been forced on a Joe. Because he's carrying around so much respect to where I don't think Pelicans ownership could even get away with doing some kind of mandate like that, honestly. Like, if it's some new general manager, sure. Like, some inexperienced guy, yeah, you could probably push him around into doing some things that you want. But a guy like Joe Dumars, who's won a few championships in Detroit, and remember, when he first got there, he got rid of Rick Carlisle right. and opted for a different coach. And I believe it was Larry Brown. And so, yeah, look, I'm not buying it. But the other thing is with Willie Green, of course, is, yeah, he came in kind of as a fresh face where he made a lot of mistakes his rookie year. I remember talking about that at length, like Garrett Temple getting a lot more run than we thought he deserved, especially on a team that wasn't winning games instead of playing more rookies. Maybe not the best of substitution patterns, coming out of timeouts, but a lot of those areas I've seen Willie Green over the last few years, and especially last year, I thought at times, improve upon, but especially during that 49-win year, right? So if you compare his first 2 years to his last year, I saw definitive improvement. More so, I know there's been some talk about him losing the locker room, but from every angle, from most people I've talked to, that's not the case. I think he's close to most of those players in that locker room. So again, if it was a full-blown mutiny, I think Willie Green would have been let go again. That's really what happened to Stan Van Gundy. So yeah. I don't know. With Willie Green, it's hard to decide, though. Was last year more of the real kind of Willie Green, what you're going to get from the coaching experience, or just look 2 years ago, that 49-win team, where he pushed a lot of the right buttons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In a sense, Ali, it feels a little bit like a mulligan year for Willie Green, the Pelicans realized how, you know, quickly they were avalanched by injuries in the first basically month of the season. And when you get off to that poor of a start because of the injuries, there's nothing you can really do. So they're going to give him this season, but at the same time, it feels like Willie Green should be on a hot seat entering the year just because, you know, the record overall, when you see some of these coaches getting fired, like we've mentioned in the past with you, Ali, with Taylor Jenkins getting fired from Memphis and Mike Brown from Sacramento and Mike Malone from Denver and most recently now Tom Thibodeau, all these guys have had really strong success, whether that be in the regular season or even in the postseason. Some championship-winning coaches as well, in Mike Malone's case at least, it feels like, you know, no coach should really feel safe unless they're performing.
Yeah, no, I'm in absolute agreement. I mean, I don't know if some of this goes back to being a small market team where you don't have, right, the eyes of basically the national audience at all times to where you kind of feel like you can get away with it. I'm not certain, right, with this ownership, say, compared to, like, New York, James Dolan, or take your pick, really, with any big market where that usually makes those kind of moves regardless of the success they enjoy, like especially the Lakers. They seem to rotate through coaches, whether it's Vogel, you name it, regardless of whether they've won a championship or not. So it's tough to say, but you're right. I think that's how I think you look at Willie Green, though. He was trending upwards if you look at his first 3 years. And then last year, I mean, just what was it, 6 weeks in the season, he is starting at point guard Dalen Novel, a guy that wasn't even in training camp for the Pelicans. So that goes to show you just really how rough, you know, the coaching staff had it because of all the, you know, injuries, the amount of turnover that they had to go through because they had to shuffle lineups constantly.
Well, Ali, one thing that's been popping up with Pelicans in my feeds or people texting me are trades. Everything from Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, Zion Williamson, all kinds of speculation around this team and who they should be moving on from. The latest with Zion Williamson, obviously not a good look for him, for the franchise right now. Serious allegations brought up against him in the lawsuit that we're going to have to wait and see and find more about. For me, I find it hard to be so quick to pull the trigger on trading the asset of Zion Williamson just because I don't feel like the team's going to get anywhere near any kind of value for him in return, especially now with the latest accusations against him.
Yeah, I certainly agree with you, Charlie. I mean, if you're trying to maximize your return and move on from this, certainly doesn't sound like the right opportunity to do that, especially, like I said, in light of this lawsuit that was filed in Los Angeles. Now, this is, of course, us speculating because we have no idea which way this is going to go. But again, it is a bad look. But I will say Gail Benson spoke kind of on his behalf today. You know, she came out and certainly with her words, it sounded like he was in the camp of believing in Zion. So that kind of also speaks, I think, to what we're talking about. If she's sitting in his corner, then it doesn't sound like to me that the Pelicans are going to be quick to, say, trade him because of, say, this incident. So either way you look at it, Charlie, Zion's kind of been on the hot seat now, maybe for a couple of years at least, in the public's eye, because he's not playing, he's not producing here in New Orleans. But we saw his trajectory. He was his arrow was pointing up to the way he finished a couple of years ago, to how really he took his conditioning to another level last season, to where when he was on the court, he felt like he was the best player most nights on the court. And that's what you need in this league to win. So if you move on from Zion, you certainly don't have that. I don't even know who you would name as the Pelicans' second best player, because you're certainly not going to bring in another superstar for Zion at this point in time. So it sounds like, by all accounts, you should probably stick with him, especially, you know, if this court case kind of goes the way we all hope it'll end up.
Yeah.
Ollie, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about pick 7. I know we had you on lottery night after Steve and I, you know, listened to how the lottery went. We watched it live. We shared our live reaction. It was very raw. but I wanted to get your thoughts on pick 7, because it feels like, as Steven mentioned, with the potential players on the trade market, I know that Kevin O'Connor had come out and said that nobody's off limits in a potential trade for the Pelicans. I don't know how true that is. But we've talked to multiple different reporters, and they all have different viewpoints on if the Pelicans should use pick 7, if they should trade pick 7. Just where do you kind of stand on that right now, basically about three weeks away from the 2025 NBA draft?
I think you definitely keep it. I think as a small market team especially, you're not going to be going over that first apron hardly ever. So you have to have a lot of good cost control contracts, and how you do that with good players, you have to have a lot of those first round picks, and you have to hit on them. And I think in that first top 8 or 9 of this draft, there's really good players. So even though it's not going to be a Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, I still think you can end up, if you're the Pelicans, a Con Knepel, maybe a Trey Johnson, great shooter. Or if you don't have faith in, say, Eve Missy, you can get a legitimate center and come on Malouche, where if you're Joe Dumars, you like to build from the center on out for your defenses. I think he's a great pick. So there's a bunch of guys, but I think without a doubt, you keep the pick.
Well, we got no college baseball tonight or NBA playoffs. What you got on tap? What you up to tonight, Ollie?
I'm about to go walk the dogs, believe it or not.
It's great weather out to do that.
Baseball, I'm not sure.
Always appreciate the time, Ollie. Thanks so much for stopping by, man. Be talking soon.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Charlie, you guys have a good night. And everybody out there listening.
Thanks, Ollie.
Say hi to Pops for us. Ollie Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pelicans, joining us there as we got into all kinds of things. And I don't know, it's pretty funny, Charlie. It's like every other day I feel like I'm getting a new trade offer or a trade rumor surrounding the Pelicans and a different player that's on the market.
And it's all garbage.
It's all garbage, right?
It's all terrible. Like, you see all these teams like, oh, should we trade? Like, Denver, for instance. Would you trade Christian Braun for Trey Murphy? And all these Nuggets fans are just like, no, I wouldn't do that. Like, oh, God, I wouldn't do that. I don't want any part of Christian Braun for Trey Murphy. You're not going to give me 60 cents on the dollar, man. I'm just not going to take it. You can't take it if you're the Pelicans.
It's the problem of being one of the bottom feeders in the league, and everybody just wants to pick away at your roster.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.